You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, what's happening on the rest of the continent? Crystal, a very good morning to you. Happy Friday. Let's go to the DRC. Felix Tshisekedi has been sworn in.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, indeed, it's one of those Fridays that will go down in history as he became the fifth president and the first in a peaceful transfer to be inaugurated since it's the country's independence in 1960 from Belgium. Now, of course, the new president called for unity and to build a strong country. Now, what's quite interesting that the 55-year-old was, of course, an unknown opposition party leader. Of course, his father was seen as the father of the opposition movement in the country. Felix, of course, was in exile. He spent his years in Europe, in Belgium, and, of course, returned to the country years later. In fact, in 2011, he was elected as a member of parliament, but refused to sit down because he said Joseph Kabila had stole that election. So now he says it's time to work and get the country moving. Of course, it's sub-Saharan Africa's biggest country and rich in minerals, but of course that's never trickled down to the people. He, of course, his first task will be to appoint a prime minister, and it's going to be interesting to see who he appoints. He'll also have to share power with Kabila's party, who won the majority seats in the National Assembly. Already there's rumors that Kabila wants the defense, foreign affairs, and interior, which are basically the most powerful positions within the country, that must go to his party. And of course, Tshisekedi will have to defuse that situation with Martin Fayulu, who is extremely angry and he still feels that he won the election and that it was stolen from him. Of course, there was a little faux pas there when Felix fell because he had an armored jacket on and it was too tight. So, of course, there was a bit wobbly moment there. Will he be able to keep it all together? But he stood up and he said, look, everything was just a bit too tight. So he is the new president. And so we hope and see what next for the country, Bongani.
All right. Of course, a big story a couple of years ago was the Nigerian Chibok girls. You remember, of course, who can forget Michelle Obama with the poster, Bring Back Our Girls. I suppose somebody who's been most associated with that issue, also running for the presidency of Nigeria, but now pulling out.
Yes, so in fact, Obi is a crazy. She was the only female candidate, and of course, she brought a fresh perspective. She is a former minister. She was the Chibok activist, and then, of course, she's also been a World Bank executive. So people were quite excited about her candidacy, but she's now withdrawn it. That's about 19 days before that election that will take place on the 16th of February. So she said she will now help to build a coalition to provide a viable alternative to the two main political parties. Of course, those two candidates for the poll includes President Muhammadu Buhari and his former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. So it's been basically a race between these two dominant parties, and Obi is saying, well, it's time for a viable alternative, and she wants to work with other political parties to form a coalition that the people of Nigeria really feel that politicians are talking about their behalf. So that's unfortunate. Her supporters are, of course, very disappointed, and now it seems it's a two-race presidential poll between the All Progressive Congress and the PDP. So that election, of course, will keep us busy in February.
All right, we'll leave it there. Crystal, no female president for Nigeria just yet as Obi Ezekwesili quits the presidential race. That's this morning's Africa Report.